The 7-Day Mind Detox by Christine Friel McGrory. To be transformed, the whole basis of your thoughts must change. But your thoughts cannot change unless you have new ideas, for you create from your ideas. All transformation begins with an intense, burning desire to be transformed. The first step in the renewing of the mind is desire. You must desire to be different and intend to be before you can begin to change yourself. Neville. Introduction. Up until last year, I had never really put much emphasis on the mind as part of the key program. Of course, thoughts and beliefs are a key component of the key's creation process. In fact, they're the first and third steps in the key's powerful creation philosophy. That said, I love the high energy and vibrational elements of the key, such as vision, intentions, and purpose. And I much prefer to quickly lead people out of their head and into their heart. It wasn't until I recently decided to revise the Key to Health and Wellbeing program that the subject of the mind began quite literally to play on my mind. I suppose if I'm completely honest with myself, the timing of this rewrite also coincided with some undesirable circumstances that I myself had manifested in my own life. Teaching a curriculum like the Key, it would be ridiculous to think that any of this was a coincidence, particularly as I teach that there is no such thing. I found myself mysteriously compelled to understand why I had found myself in a similar circumstance again. This strong desire was most definitely not allowing me to ignore things and make excuses this time. The idea of renewing and reviewing the mind is not a new one. One of my favourite book extracts, which I often quote at the Key, is a piece by Neville, and it states, "To be transformed, the whole basis of your thoughts must change. But your thoughts cannot change unless you have new ideas. For you create from your ideas. All transformation begins with an intense, burning desire to be transformed. The first step in the renewing of the mind is desire. You must desire to be different and intend to be before you can begin to change yourself." I knew that it was time to really dig deep and examine my thinking. Only then would I discover the invisible, unhelpful beliefs and behaviours which I had that were at the root of my recurring problems. Although this process can be frightening and take a good measure of courage, it was the excitement of exploring the unknown and the unconscious workings of my mind, and moreover, the opportunity to work on myself in a live experiment that truly captured my imagination.